You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hello, everyone. Welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm a national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're here today on an early Sunday morning to go over a five-game slate in the NBA today. As always, our odds provided by TwinSpire Sportsbook, and our DFS over-under power play projections are provided by PrizePicks. For those who want to get on the action list here at PrizePicks, who are our sponsor of today's show, I want to give you a special offer we have for you. All of our users that deposit and use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, will receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks is the easy way to play daily fantasy. It's daily fantasy simplified. You pick 2 to 5 players in the over-under projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. PrizePicks has a ton of stats to choose from in the NBA, including points, rebounds, assists, three-pointers made, free throws made, etc. PrizePicks also allows mixed sport entries as well. PrizePicks offers every sport you can think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. PrizePicks is an award-winning, easy-to-use mobile app, both in the App Store and Google Play. PrizePicks is 4.8 star rating in the App Store with rave reviews as well. PrizePicks entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy to use. PrizePicks is safe and offers fast withdrawals as well. So we thank PrizePicks for sponsoring today's show. Again, use promo code NEWS, N-E-W-S, when you sign up, and they'll match your first deposit up to $100. So let's dive into the action today for our five-game slate in the NBA for a fun Sunday on tap as well. So we're going to dive into it right now and go over our first game, which is the Los Angeles Clippers hosting the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are on a collision course with the Phoenix Suns for a huge matchup on Tuesday. The Suns beat the Nets last night to win 16 straight games. Now the Warriors have to finish their business in Los Angeles today to set up a juggernaut showdown in Phoenix on Tuesday between the Warriors and the Suns. The Warriors are 3-point favorites on the road in Los Angeles. I do like the Warriors in this spot. I think this is a game where, knowing the big stakes in the Western Conference already this season, knowing how big that matchup is on Tuesday, I think they're going to make a statement today on Sunday afternoon and really put on the show, especially Stephen Curry. So we're going to go hammer the Warriors relatively easily here on the -3 on the point spread. It's actually bumped up 1.5 since late last night when I checked. It was originally Warriors -1.5. Now it is Warriors -3. That just shows you a lot of money going in the direction of the Warriors. So we're going to take the Warriors still to cover that 3-point spread on TwinSpires and the following over-under projection power play on PrizePicks. Stephen Curry at 26.5 points. That's an easy over for me. Same for Paul George at 24. I think we're going to see a fun duel between those two guys today. Jordan Poole at 16.5 points. That's another one to me where I feel like it's very good value on that as well. And now let's go over to add another Clipper to the board here. For rebounds, I really like Ivica Zubac here at 7.5 rebounds. So we're going to take Ivica Zubac as well on the rebound category. So we're going to go over Stephen Curry, 26.5 points, over Paul George, 24 points, over 16.5 points for Jordan Poole, and over 7.5 rebounds for Ivica Zubac. And then as well, we're going to lock in the Warriors as the road favorite to cover the 3-point spread today in the Staples Center against the Los Angeles Clippers. The next game here, the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Indiana Pacers. The Bucks are 3-point favorites on the road in Indiana. This Indiana team looks like a lot better over the last week or so, but they're going against a team in Milwaukee who's getting a lot healthier. They're finding their rhythm and look to be, again, one of the most dangerous teams in the NBA. We are going to easily take the Bucks in this spot. The Pacers are just too inconsistent for my liking, especially against a team like Milwaukee, who has Jrue Holiday back, who has Chris Middleton back. Brook Lopez should be back soon as well, but Giannis Antetokounmpo in the meantime definitely can handle himself on his own, covering multiple positions in the front court for Milwaukee. Just a really tough spot for Indiana to be in this matchup. just one of those games to me where I feel like Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to go off for Milwaukee. It's going to be, I think, a close game for a little bit. And then late in the game, we see the Bucks kind of blow things out, blow it open a little bit, and the Bucks cruise to a victory late. So I think we're getting a lot of value there on the three-point spread for the road favorite Milwaukee on Twin Spires. So we're going to hammer the Bucks minus -3 on the road in Indiana today. So let's go over to Price Picks right now and lock in for this game as well for our power play. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 24.5 points. I feel like it is an easy over. Same for Chris Middleton at 16.5. Malcolm Brogdon, 18.5 points. That's intriguing to me. But I am going to go in the direction of over for Malcolm Brogdon. He is the Pacers' leading scorer so far this year. I think he has a solid matchup today. I know Drew Holiday is going to be a tough assignment, but if the Pacers want to stay close for at least a little bit, I think Brogdon does step up. And then we're getting good value, too, on Caris LeVert on the points as well. So an all-point power play here on the Prize Picks. But I do like all these points to go over here. Caris LeVert at 14.5, I think that's solid value there as well. So power play, hit 4 out of 4 in the entry to win 10 times the amount. If you do a flex play, 3 out of 4, page back 1.5 times the amount, 4 correct, page back 5 times the amount. But as always here on Nothing But Bets, we always do power plays for the most value. So we're going to lock in this 4-leg power play here, all on the points. Giannis Antetokounmpo over 24.5 points. Malcolm Brogdon over 18.5 points. Chris Middleton over 16.5 points. And Caris LeVert over 14.5 points. We're going to lock that in and also take the Bucks as the road favorites to easily cover the 3-point spread today in Indianapolis. Next game here on the docket for us is from Twin Spires Sportsbooks again as our sponsor today's show. The Toronto Raptors hosting the Boston Celtics. The Raptors are 2-point favorites. I actually like the underdog Celtics in this spot at +2. I think we're getting good value there. They're, just to give a heads up here, these next three games on Prize Picks, we are recording earlier in the morning than we usually do. There is no props available over under power plays for the final three games on the slate today. If they're up within the next hour or so, I'll be sure to post them, but it's probably unlikely they're up. But if they are, I'll be sure to post it on basketballnews.com for my written post. But in the meantime, Celtics on the value here at +2, I like that. I just think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown put on a show across the border in Toronto today. Toronto, I believe, is still without OG Anunoby as well. Scotty Barnes is definitely finding a rhythm. He's one of the top rookies in the rookie of the year race so far this year. But I see the Celtics have too much talent. I think it's a really good opportunity for a statement game by Boston as well. So I like the Celtics as the underdog here on the road in Toronto. A big game from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown as they win on the road and upset the Raptors, who are 2-point favorites. So we're going to take Celtics +2 here on Twin Spires. Next game, the Sacramento Kings at the Memphis Grizzlies. The Grizzlies are 1-point favorites. Ja Morant, luckily, is not out for the season. It's just a knee sprain for him. But I'm surprised that Memphis is 1-point favorites. I know it is in Memphis, so the home favorite here, just barely on the Memphis side. But I just have a hard time seeing them winning this game without Ja Morant. The Kings love pushing the pace. De'Aaron Fox, Tyrese Halliburton, Davion Mitchell, Buddy Hield. They love to put up a lot of threes, too, like with Harrison Barnes as well. Rashawn Holmes is a really good matchup against Steven Adams, too. So I really like the Kings here as the 1-point underdog on the road to Memphis to win outright and cover the spread. So we're going to take the Kings in a high-scoring shootout today in Memphis to win outright and cover the 1-point spread as underdogs on the road against the Grizzlies. I think we see a big game from De'Aaron Fox. I think that post-Luke Walton fired bump is still riding strong for this Kings team. So we're going to take the Kings +1 and the money line. And I think the Kings honestly win this game outright in a very high-scoring shootout in Memphis. Our final game on the docket tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers hosting the Detroit Pistons. The Lakers are 10.5-point favorites. It has moved down a half a point since I last checked. It was 11 early this morning. Now it's going down to 10.5. I think we're getting really solid value here in favor of the Lakers. LeBron James is going to be very motivated after being suspended for the one game with Isaiah Stewart in Detroit last week. Anthony Davis should bounce back in this one. Same should Russell Westbrook. I think Cade Cunningham is a very solid game for Detroit, but I think this one gets very ugly early, and it stays that way throughout. I think we see a very motivated Lakers team against this Pistons team, one of the worst teams in the NBA. I think the Lakers go out there today and make a big statement at home in the Staples Center against the Detroit Pistons. So I love the Lakers in this spot. I think it's a big opportunity for the Lakers to go out and really show they need to find some consistency. They lost in triple overtime to the Kings. They need to find some sort of groove here very soon. I think the Pistons are a good layover opportunity for them to really bounce back, have really solid games for all their superstars in Hollywood tonight. So I love the Lakers to win outright and cover the 10.5-point spread on Twin Spires. So we're going to hammer as one of our best bets of the day, Lakers minus 10.5 over the Pistons. So to recap our show today here on Nothing But Bets, a quick Sunday slate of five games. Warriors -3 over the Clippers, Bucks -3 over the Pacers, Celtics +2 over the Raptors, Kings +1 over the Grizzlies, and Lakers -10.5 over the Pistons. And as always, like I mentioned earlier, for basketballnews.com, make sure to check out my picks written out every single day. I go into a little bit more detail on that as well. If the final three games are posted on Prize Picks for over under DFS projections within the hour, as I'm writing that out, I'll be sure to post it. But in the meantime, lock in those spreads, enjoy your bets today in the NBA, and happy betting.